going to continue on today in our series, I believe. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about Jesus Christ and the church and some of the things that we're following the Apostles' Creed and some of our series that we're doing right now. And today is I Believe in the Holy Spirit. Today we want to answer a few questions, and that is just who is the Holy Spirit and what does the Holy Spirit do? For just a moment, I want you to say with me, ooh. Can everybody do that? That's not what we're talking about today. All right? That is not the type of spirit that we're talking about. I know probably for you, when you hear spirit, immediately, you know, pictures of pumpkins and witches and all that good stuff pops in your head. And you start thinking about Halloween. And the Halloween's kind of term the spirit, you know, has taken that word spirit. And today we're not talking about that. We're also, we read through the Bible, we see at times that one of the translations of the King James Version is the Holy Ghost. And I think that's a very simple term that they put there as the word ghost is used, because I think it's a poor picture of what the Holy Spirit is. And the Holy Spirit today is simply the Spirit of our holy God. He is a person who is part of the Godhead, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He expresses all the aspects of the wonderful personality and being of God. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts us to sin. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to repent. It's the Holy Spirit that thrills us with the new birth and fills us with the indwelling presence of God. He guards us. He encourages us. He strengthens us. He builds us. He empowers us to live for God. He protects and sustains us spiritually. That is who the Holy Spirit is. Now, while Christ was on this earth, he was only able to be in one place at a time. He was limited, but he knew that when he left, he told us and gave us a promise that he would send someone to us, that he would send his spirit into the world to minister effectively and personally to everyone who called him his Savior. I want to read a scripture today. This is John 14 and 16. It says, I will ask the Father, Jesus talking, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Folks, I don't know about you, but we need the Spirit of Truth in our country and in our lives more than any other time. We need truth in our life. This is Jesus speaking thousands of years ago, and he said, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives within you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The Spirit of Christ comes to us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Think about that for just a moment. Jesus was crucified. He died, and 3 days later, he rose again. And in the last moments that he was with his closest few, his disciples, those who were his closest friends, he said, guys, I know this is scary because the world was changing so quickly. Their world was changing so quickly. The message of Christianity and who Jesus was changing so quickly. It was a dangerous time to be living. It was a dangerous time to be following Jesus. So as you can imagine, when he says, I'm going to go away and I'm going to be gone for a while, you can imagine his friends, what that meant to them, how that hurt their heart, and how fear probably started to embrace their life. And he said, but take hope today, because I'm sending the Spirit of the living God, one who will be your counselor, one who will be your comforter, one who will be your advocate. Wow, what powerful words that Jesus spoke to us. The Spirit of Christ came to us through the Holy Spirit. I want to talk a few things about the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit is personal. Because he is a person, our relation with him must be personal. Before we were even aware of, the Holy Spirit was at work in our lives. I don't know about you, but I grew up in church. So when I look back at my life and how I was raised and the times that I spent in church, there wasn't a whole lot of times that I don't see God working in my life. From the time I was a child, I remember, you know, coming to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Youth events, special events, Bible events, whatever, prayer time, whatever it is. And our church has been embracing that over these last month, where we've had a time of worship and prayer here at the church a couple of weeks ago. And it's just been such an amazing time. And it reminded me of, as a child, going to prayer meetings and my mom putting me down under the pew and me taking a nap and then waking up and, you know, and just hearing people praying and worshiping God. I mean, it's things like that that just get embraced into your life, or they get welded into your life and into your soul, and you remember those. So when I look back on my life, I know there's never been a time that Christ wasn't with me. There's never been a time that his Holy Spirit hasn't been with me. But we know that the Spirit is personal today, and he is working in our life. And before you even knew it, maybe you're here today and you're like, Adam, I didn't grow up in church. Maybe you're here today and you said, maybe I did grow up in church, but man, my teenage years and my 20s, I lived like the devil and did the things I wanted to do. And I hope that now you can look back and see those times of your life that the Holy Spirit was working, that the Holy Spirit was working around you, that the Holy Spirit was working through your family. See, whether you can feel it or not, whether you can see it or not, the Holy Spirit is working in you today. He is busy in ways you may not notice, creating conditions to help you understand our need for God today. He's trying to empower you to live for Him. He's trying to draw you to the one who knows you and loves you most, your eternal lover, creator, father, friend. Jesus said one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit was to convict the world of sin and to convince it of its need for God. Hopefully, when you look back in your life, you can see there's times that the Holy Spirit, man, was convincing you. He was leading you. He was guiding you. There were circumstances surrounding you to point you into the direction of our holy God. John said again in John 16, 7 and 8, he said, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come. But if I go, I will send you to him. And when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. Wow. How much do we need that today? That the Holy Spirit to come and show us our sin. Not only our sin, but our righteousness. And not only righteousness, but the forthcoming judgment that is coming upon us and upon our world. How quickly we should embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. How quickly we should go to embrace what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us today. I've been reading over the last few months, and it seems that there's a message or a tone that's going around in some churches and in just in Christian talk, and it's about the power of the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit today. And one of the top things of that is how the Holy Spirit is not relevant for our lives. That it was only relevant for the disciples and in their time, and then the miracles and the things that Christ said would happen was only for that time. And that we don't need that today. And that hurts my heart, and it breaks my heart when I think about that, because that's not what Jesus told us. Jesus says, because I can't be here with you anymore, and because I love you so much, I'm sending one who's going to come, and he's going to give you power. He's going to give you authority to do the things that God the Father is calling you today. Today, as you sit in this place, maybe God has spoken something into your life. Maybe he's put dreams in your heart, and you think, Adam, there's no way I can make that happen. That's why it's called a dream. I promise you this. The power of the Holy Spirit has given you the power and the authority to do the things he's called you to do. Those dreams that he's put upon your heart, the callings that he's put upon your life, we can do anything by the power of the Holy Spirit today. See, in our lives, there's times that we don't know how to come to him. The realization that only comes from the Holy Spirit in our life to see that he is the one that helps us through our sin and to help us see our need for God. We did not even understand that we needed to come to God until the Holy Spirit reveals that to us. Think about that for a moment. The Holy Spirit convicts us unto salvation. The Holy Spirit draws us unto the Father. I'm sure there was a time of your life, maybe like mine, where even though I grew up in church, there were times where I wandered away. There were times where Jesus Christ was not my focus. There was times that the purpose and plan that God had for me was not my number one goal. And I think back that there was times that I didn't see how far I had drifted from the Father. I didn't see how far I was away from home. We know through the story of the prodigal son and how the son one day realizes as he's feeding with the pigs, when he's reached the bottom, he finds himself in the muck and mire with nothing to eat, that he realizes his greatest need is the love of the Father, and he comes home. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you're living there. Maybe the Holy Spirit, even in this moment, is speaking to your heart and saying, I want you to be closer to the Father. You need to be closer to the Father. The great thing is the Holy Spirit births this hunger in our life, an unsatisfiable hunger that we should seek to know him on a greater basis every day and every day. Maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you now because the Holy Spirit is personal. He is a person. The Holy Spirit also helps us come to God. He has to awaken us spiritually. He has to open blinded eyes. He has to help turn us away from sin that is taking over and leading us in the wrong direction. He has to help us understand our need. We have to feel genuine sorrow for our resistance and our rebellion against God. And today, if we're not walking in His presence, if we're not walking in His will, that's where we are, in rebellion to what God's really trying to do in us. The Holy Spirit comes to help us to God. What a difference there is between just having a mere set of beliefs. I know for a lot of people, they're like, Adam, man, I'm hearing you today. And I do my best. I go to church. I pay my tithes. I read my Bible. I occasionally find myself in a time of prayer. Look how religious I am. Today, the Holy Spirit doesn't want our religion. The Holy Spirit doesn't want our big sanctuaries, our big buildings. The Holy Spirit doesn't want our mighty works. The Holy Spirit wants relationship today. More than anything else, He wants to lead us and guide us into a relationship with Jesus Christ, that we would know our Heavenly Father more than anything else. There's a big difference between coming to church and moving in the Holy Spirit. There's a big difference between serving on a ministry team and having the Holy Spirit work in our lives today. And that's what He wants to do. He wants to be in our life today. God wants you today. And nothing else would do. He wants relationship. And we experience this by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. With this power and presence, we experience change. I believe today that any person can change. I believe any person can change because I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe it because I've seen it. I've seen the alcoholic come to the altar and be healed and never drink again. I've seen people in prayer meetings say, Adam, I'm hooked. I'm addicted to this and I'm addicted to that. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, see them healed in a prayer service, in a church service. And they'll never go back to those things again. What are we struggling today? Are we willing to change our life? Are we willing to operate in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to experience change today? I believe the change can come. The Bible says in John 1, 12 and 13, yet to all who received Him, to those who believed His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. See, on our own today, we can't change. But living inside of us is the Holy Spirit. There's no habit that can't be broken. Not one thing in our life that can't be different today. Because I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope today that you believe the same. I hope that today you can stand here and say, Adam, I agree with you. It's amazing when the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit moves upon our life. It's amazing when we see the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in the lives of others. We see people operating in their giftings that Christ has given them. When we see us come together as a body, and not only minister in our church, but minister in our community, minister in our family, minister in our workplace. And all these are done by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that's come so that we could have life. Now, it's true that the more I live for God, the more I realize there are parts of me that aren't complete. And hopefully, as you sit here today, you can say in a mature way that, yes, I agree. There are parts of me that need work. And if you can't say that today, I would love to pray with you right after the service. Because as Christians, we're never done. As I look at my life, as I was preparing for this message, man, I started to look at the things that Adam just messes up. The things that I say. Sometimes the things that I do. The situations that I find myself in that... And we were joking earlier that, you know, during our time of prayer and fasting, the devil would rear his ugly head. And I don't know about you, but I found myself in situations, our first week of prayer and fasting, I found myself in one of those road rage situations where someone was road raging upon me, right? And I immediately could feel my ears burning and my face turning red as my anger began to build up. And I had just preached a few weeks earlier about how as we fast, things come out in our life. And we blame it on the hunger. And maybe God is calling, no, that anger is not because you're hungry. That anger is because you have a spirit of anger living in your heart. And I was immediately reminded by the Holy Spirit. And He said, careful, Adam. Is there a spirit of anger here in your heart? Luckily, it was just because I was hungry. It wasn't the spirit of anger. I pray. I repented of it. It's gone. Thank you. But I don't know about you. I'm sure many of you could say, yeah, man, that first day that I fasted, it was like everybody and their brother was beating down my door wanting something. Negative talk, negative situations. But guys, this is just life. It's life that we live in. We've got to recognize the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The more I discover about myself, there are things I don't like. There are things that I can give to the Holy Spirit to purify. There's things that He reveals to me as I go deeper in the Word. As I draw closer to Him, the Holy Spirit begins to point these things out of my life, and I realize my need for change. See, I'll never reach perfection. But with God as my Father and friend and His Spirit living inside of me, our life is not a thing of defeat. With the Holy Spirit moving in us and showing us these things, our life becomes a life of victory and growth. And isn't that what we desire today? To just be more like Him. To just be more like Jesus Christ. To live in the example that He's given us. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. The Spirit shows me during times of prayer and fasting what I'm like. He shows me the ugliness of my humanity. He does it for all of us. But then He shows us what He's like. And He shows us the love of the Father. And that's what we need more than anything else. See, we have the privilege of becoming more like Him. And He's patient with us in the process that takes a lifetime. Keep searching. Keep reaching. We need to recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is in us and He'll never let us go. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit seals us for the day of redemption. He's not going to let us go. He's not going to throw us away when we make a mistake. He has the power to keep us in the family of God until Christ returns. His word tells us in Jude that He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault. Without fault and with great joy. Wow. Think about that for a moment. The Holy Spirit is the one who keeps us to the day we stand before Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and presents us faultless with great joy. Man, if you need great joy in your life today, and I'll be honest to say that I need it. I need great joy in my life every day. That's how I want to live. I want to live in great joy. I don't want to live beat down, pressed down, discouraged. I want to live in great joy. We find it through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can do it for you. He can help you see your need for God. He can show you your guilt and relieve your guilt. He can change you. He can live in you. He can comfort you. He can empower you to live for Him. And He will keep you until the day that the Lord Jesus comes for us. The Bible says this today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Let God do what He's longing to do for you. Why resist joy? Why run from peace? Only the Holy Spirit can bring you to God. And only pride today can keep you away. Do we really want to know the power of the Holy Spirit? Galatians 5:13 tells us this. I believe it's going to be up on the screen. It says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. What power today. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So how do we do it? We must walk in the Spirit. Paul was clear when he said, walk in the Spirit. Verse 16, so I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Today, if you're struggling with anything in your life, the Bible's very clear and very plain. But we've got to walk in the Spirit. Does love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control follow in your steps? When you leave your workplace at the end of the day, do these things follow you out the door? When you find yourself with family and friends, does love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control rule your life? And I'd love to stand here and tell you that 100% of my life they do, but they don't. There's times where self-control is hard. There's time where joy and peace and these things that Christ and the Holy Spirit has given us, it's hard. When someone says something negative about our life or our work or our family or our friends, we find ourselves pushed to the limits. But Paul says we've got to walk in it daily. He said those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. Jesus said, if any man come after me, take up your cross. Wow, what advice today. If we're to crucify those desires with him, maybe you're living in a place where every morning you need to walk up and you say, God, this is what I'm dealing with today. This is the addiction that's got a control of my life. This is the attitude that has taken over my spirit. And I crucify it on the cross today, and I take it up. I'm going to bear that thing by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to walk in victory and growth today. That's what the Lord desires for us. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. See, today we can stand here and offer up good lip service. I can come with persuasive words and tickle your ear and those we come in contact with on a daily basis and tell them, man, how God's in control and God's ruling our lives and all these things. And Paul says, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is the demonstration of the Spirit's power in your life. And when we see the demonstration, we see the love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's how we walk in the Spirit today. We walk in the Spirit, and we let the Holy Spirit demonstrate to others how the Spirit is living in us. How's your demonstration today? How are you demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis to your friends, your family, or more importantly, when no one else is around? What's your demonstration between you and the Holy Spirit and our Father in heaven, who looks down upon us every day? The Holy Spirit desires that we walk in his presence and his power today. The great thing is that God's working on all of us by the power of his Holy Spirit, so that we could walk in victory and growth, that we would know him closer and closer every day. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray together as the band comes.